And I believe I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, how are you?
How are you? What did I say? They say there's a will, there's a way.
That's it.
We can get things done.
We can, yes we can.
Or they say sometimes when there's a will, somehow you find a lot of family.
I think it's because I put the song of Rabbi Karlibach.
Right.
Zecharenu Lechaim, and that helped the phone to work. That put some chaim in the phone.
Uh-huh.
So, Rabbi, we are heading to Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, one of the most special days of the Jewish calendar, the Jewish life cycle, the Jewish year. And it's interesting because what I wanted to do is just try and go quickly with some of the observances of Yom Kippur. And also, there's, you know, the famous question that I get and a lot of other rabbis get is how can I forgive them? How can I forgive someone that, you know, has been mean to me or has been non-nice? Or by me just saying I forgive, is that really true forgiveness? Hopefully we can get to that today as well. But Yom Kippur commemorates obviously the day when God forgave the Jewish people for the sin of the golden calf. 40 days after hearing God say at Mount Sinai, you shall not have the gods of others in my presence. You shall not make for yourself a graven image. The Jews committed the cardinal sin of idolatry. And Moses spent nearly 3 months on top of the mountain pleading with God for forgiveness. And on the 10th day of Tishrei, it was finally granted. I have pardoned as you have requested, God said that. So from that moment on, this date sort of became the Day of Atonement, is observed as a commemoration of our special relationship with God, a relationship that is so strong enough to survive any rocky bumps it might encounter. And this is the day when we connect with the very essence of our being, which remains faithful to God, regardless of our outward behavior. It's a time, you know, for nearly 26 hours, from 7 minutes before sunset until the nightfall on the 10th of Tishrei, which is the Yom Kippur. We afflict our souls. We abstain from food, from drink. We do not wash our bodies, you know, wear leather footwear. And we wear, a lot of people wear white clothing, whether it be a white coat, the kittel, whether it be a white yarmulke, something that's white. Why? Because we are likened to angels who have no physical need. And that reminds us of that throughout the rest of the day. And instead of focusing on the physical, we spend much of our day in the synagogue engaged in repentance and prayer. Now, obviously, on Yom Kippur, you know, we have five prayer services. You have Ma'ariv, which starts with, you know, the Kol Nidre, the famous prayer. Then you have the morning.
And the holiest in the Jewish prayers.
Correct. Then you have the Shacharit, which is the morning prayer, the Musaf, which all talks about details, the account of the Yom Kippur temple service that would be done in the Holy Temple. And Mincha, which includes the reading of the book of Yonah and the whale. And then you have the climax of the day, the fifth prayer, which is the Ne'ilah, the locking prayer. But the gates of heaven, which were open all day, will now be closed.
Last chance.
Right, but they're going to be closed with us on the inside. And during that, obviously, it's one of the biggest things to be able to have someone to open up the ark. It's a very, very big merit. So, you know, we say the Shema Yisrael. We blow the last shofar at that period of time. And we also then partake in a very festive after meal right after Yom Kippur.
Yeah, the fast.
Right. Now, before Erev Yom Kippur, the day of Yom Kippur, you know, it's a very big mitzvah. People don't know. It's a very big commandment to eat and drink in abundance. And we eat two festive meals, one early in the day in the morning and one just prior to the onset of Yom Kippur. And some of the days, and so they say that by eating, you know, a lot of Yom Kippur is one of the biggest mitzvahs because that's something that God wants us to do. And one, as well as some of the other observances, we asked from another person some honey cake, and this is the reason being that we asked, that we're sort of asking, like begging, can I have a little bit of honey cake? in which really symbolizes that this should be the only thing that you should have to beg for in your life. Everything that you need in your life, you should have. You shouldn't have to beg, really. The girls light the candles. We light the 24-hour candle, the Yortzeit candle, as well as because Yom Kippur we have the Yizkor. And a lot of people try and go to the mikvah at least once a year or that day, be able to become ritually spiritual. Also on that day, tomorrow, Friday morning, we do something called Kaparot, where we, symbolic atonement in preparation of Yom Kippur, that we take a chicken and swing it over our head. And after that, basically, you know, we're giving over our sin
to the shochet.
That's right. And then we give the chicken, and that gets then slaughtered and donated to charity itself. Now, people have a famous question: is, how can I forgive someone? I understand, you know, you're supposed to forgive everyone before Yom Kippur, but and then by me doing that, God will forgive me as well. But nevertheless, you know, people think there are people I cannot forgive. I cannot forgive the teacher, for example, who ruined the whole year of my life. I cannot forgive my verbally abusive uncle, who made me feel like nothing. And I mean, you know, there are people that you cannot forgive. Does this mean that God will not forgive me either? So, you know, there's the famous thing, you know, you've probably heard about the Jewish mother who serves her child broccoli. And when the child says, "Ech, yuck," the mother responds, "You will eat it and you will enjoy it." Well, Mom, if you insist, okay, I'll eat it. But no matter how much you insist, if I don't enjoy it, I don't enjoy it, and I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. Same thing is by forgiveness. You can tell a person to hold his tongue. You can tell him to refrain from getting even. You can tell him not to even think about getting even. You can tell him to do the opposite of how he feels by doing nice things for those who were mean to him. Like, for example, if you think about it, typical example, Joseph. Yosef helped his brother settle in Egypt, even though they had sold him as a slave. The worst thing you can do to that person. He still was going to help them. But you can't tell him that you must feel good about this person. He doesn't. Too bad. That's what forgiveness means. You don't do anything because of your grudge. You don't say anything to express your grudge, and you don't even think about why you have a grudge in the first place. When it comes up in your mind, just ignore it. You say, "Hey, I'm on the adventure through life, and the people with all the baggage have real drag." In other words, there's a little secret. Feelings, you think about it, are like plants. If you don't water them, they wither away to dust. They become like nothing.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that our grudges go without any pondering for a short while. And one day, wake up and all the feeling is gone. In other words, you cannot look, "Oh, I grudge this person." Just forgive him. You don't need to start thinking about the grudges, and eventually, it will go away. If you keep harboring, you keep watering those grudges, you're never going to be able to forgive any person. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. It's honor a new state to forgive and to help people that even might have done a wrongdoing to you. But that's God. God will deal with that. You've got to do what you need to do down here. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. So I want to wish everyone that everyone should have an easy fast, and that everyone should be inscribed and sealed in the book of life, in the book of health, in the book of happiness, and that this coming year should be a year of health and happiness and peace in the whole world, and all the blessings that a person needs in their lives, God should grant them.
I wish the same to you.
Thank you.
And we will talk next year.
Yeah, we will talk next year, and we will talk about Sukkot.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.